reported that 240,000 claims were received last week. That's a drop of 5,000 from the week prior, when most analysts had been expecting that number to come in at about 244,000, or a little bit more than it did. The recent hack on HBO's systems have been more damaging than first believed, according to correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Variety reports that a security company hired by HBO said that thousands of internal company documents were stolen. Hackers also got their hands on images, videos, and sound. However, HBO's president and CEO Richard Plepler told employees that the company doesn't believe their email system was compromised. Hackers posted episodes of Ballers and Room 104 online and also leaked a script from an upcoming episode of Game of Thrones. An investigation into the incident is ongoing.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
President Trump will be back in West Virginia this evening for a rally. He's scheduled to take the podium in Huntington this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. He was in the state just over a week ago for that speaking engagement before the Boy Scout Jamboree. We're getting word that the president was asked to portray a president a few years ago when he was going to help save the world from a Sharknado. Jason Campadonia explains.
Nearly 2 years before Trump was sworn in as president, he was set to play the commander-in-chief in the TV movie Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No. Producers originally wanted Sarah Palin, but that deal didn't work out. The film's head honchos recently sat down with a Hollywood Reporter and also revealed that star Ian Ziering makes around $500,000 per movie, while co-star Tara Reid makes about a quarter of that. Sharknado 5, Global Swarming, airs Sunday on Sci-Fi.
A large earthquake being reported in central Oklahoma, a magnitude 4.2 that struck about 4 miles northeast of Edmond overnight. Nearly 4,600 homes and businesses got their power knocked out, but no major damage was reported. And the NFL preseason gets started tonight. It's the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, and this year's matchup pits the Dallas Cowboys against the Arizona Cardinals. Few starters are expected to play, if any. The class of 2017 will be inducted in the hall on Friday. And we're available at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the 7 best social media apps for small business marketing. I'll answer the question, does your business need a marketing plan? Spoiler alert, it does. I'll have 7 leadership lessons from championship-winning coaches and that you can apply to your business and why making a business goal pivot in the summer is a good idea for any small business owner. It's Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and especially Frank and Phil, who are watching on Facebook Live. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, time to check the weather. It's currently 79 degrees at 12:06. The forecast shows today it'll be partly sunny throughout the day with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, a high of 85 degrees and a low of 65. There's also the chance of pop-up thunderstorms in any area at this point with dangerous lightning. For tomorrow, thunderstorms continue throughout the day with a high of 86 and a low of 67. For Saturday, it'll have a few showers in the morning, a high of 80 and a low of 58. And for Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low of 63. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 5.29 to 22,021.53. That's a new record. The NASDAQ down 16.90 to 6,345.75. The S&P 500 down 5.17 to 2,472.40. Oil is up 24 cents to $49.83 per barrel. Gold is down $3.10 to $1,275.30 an ounce. Want to welcome Danielle to the program. And now, Facebook viewers, you're up to date. Now you can listen to the rest of the show live at HuntertonChamberRadio.com or WHCRDB on your digital players. All right, all right, all right. It is time to get going, and it's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot, and I'm the host of the program here every Thursday. Glad you could join me. I'm also the owner of Crown Trophy in Flemington, so if you ever need any awards for your business, for your recreation sports teams, signs, apparel, promotional items, or varsity jackets, that's the place to go. Located at 33 Rayville Avenue in the borough of Flemington, that's Crown Trophy of Flemington. So glad you could join me. If you're online listening right now, then you can do us a favor. Help out Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And we're asking everybody to like our different show pages. There's a lot of shows out there that have created Facebook pages, in particular this one. So if you can open up a new browser, go to Facebook and look and search for Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. Like that page and start following us. You'll get updates throughout the week of things that are happening in the business world that may be of interest to you, and hopefully that you'll find interesting as well. So again, that page is called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. We're trying to boost the listenership, trying to boost the followers to these programs, and that helps us go out and get advertisers to sign up and support this programming, which we've been doing for about 5.5 years. This October, it'll be 6 years since my first show on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Now, when I thought about that last night in preparation for this show, I did a little research. 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, the Dow was at about 15,000. Today, right now, it's at about 22,021. We're in new record territory. Since President Trump took office, and that would be January, well, since he was elected on Election Day, the Dow is up 20%. And this was a great story on NBC Nightly News last night. So if you get a chance, Google that. Either go to NBC.com, look for NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. But there's a lot of great stories, a lot of great storylines within that story. And it was, A, first, that we're in the $22,000 range or 22,000 point range for the first time ever. And also that it's helping with pension funds. It's helping with retirement funds. People who are invested in Wall Street and their 401ks are seeing that their investment accounts are growing. Where it's not translating is in Main Street, in the salaries that people are being paid. Now, it used to be that when business was good, salaries followed. And what we're finding is that business is good and salaries are lagging way behind. The average increase across the country right now is at about 0.5%, 0.5%. So salaries aren't trending along with it. That was the one part of the story that was lacking last night, was why? Is it because businesses for so long have had to deal with not making money, and so now that they are, they wanted to make sure that they're pocketing some of that. But why isn't that translating down to the employees on the floor, so to speak, where they're getting the raises? And for that trend has been going on for anywhere from 6 to 7 to 10 years, where raises have not been what they used to be. Amazon yesterday had a big hiring fair in 12 different locations across the country, including Robbinsville, looking to hire 50,000 employees to add to their roles. And it just seemed like it doesn't really matter. And a lot of people that were in the line waiting to be interviewed, it seemed as if they were just taking any job so that they could get a little bit more pay. Obviously, the reputation of Amazon is good enough where people say this is a good, strong company. Jeff Bezos last week surpassed Bill Gates as the richest man in America. So people are saying, well, this obviously is a good company. I need to work for this company. And, so they decided it's time. I've got to make a move. And, the question for you would be, is your company, do you get raises on a regular basis, whether it's yearly, annually, or have your bosses kind of held back a little bit and you haven't gotten that raise, but you're thankful because you have a job? So I'd be curious to see what people are thinking along those lines and whether or not they feel like, I have a job, I'm paying my bills. So many people that were interviewed with the Amazon hiring fair yesterday said the same thing. I don't have any money in the bank, but I have a job. And that's a little scary to me because we've heard that minimum you need at least 6 months' salary in the bank or readily available to you in case of an emergency, whether it's medical or something goes wrong with the house. And we're just not seeing that people are able to save. Then the question becomes, and we've had this argument before, if you go to $15 an hour, do people, so let's say a person's making $8 or $9 an hour now, and you go to $15 an hour, so you're going to do $6 more per hour over 40 weeks, that's another $240 a week in the bank or in your pocket, would you save it or would you spend it? And think about if you had $240 a week times 52 weeks, you could probably end up with an extra $10,000, $12,000 a year. Would you do that, or would you spend it on something that you normally wouldn't or couldn't in the past? So interesting question to follow up on, and we'll be doing some more research on that. But if your company, and you can remain anonymous, and you don't have to name the company, but if you have seen that raises are stagnant, if you see that there hasn't been a lot of growth in the pay scale, give me a call or shoot me an email at trophyjim@yahoo.com and let me know what's going on out there in New Jersey and around the country, as this is a nationwide program, to see whether or not businesses are, in fact, holding that trend. Profits are up, investments are up, 401ks are up, but it's not trickling down into the paycheck. At this time every week, we talk about our business quote of the week, and this is a new feature to the program that I added a few weeks ago. And what we're looking for is a couple of quotes that relate to business. And last week, we had the great one from Jordan Spieth's caddy. So it doesn't always have to be a business leader. But Jordan Spieth's caddy had the quote of, get over it, when Jordan hit a bad shot and eventually came back to win the British Open. And sometimes in business, when you make a mistake, you do have to get over it and move on. And then eventually, you'll come back stronger, hopefully come back a little stronger. But today's business quote comes to us from Warren Buffett, and I love this. We've talked about your business's image so many times on this program. It takes 20 years to build a reputation and only 5 minutes to ruin it. Think about that on the break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about 7 social media apps for small business marketing. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. What else?
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me as we get together this week every time right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com and WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Question for you. This came up a couple of weeks ago. I saw the first story. I've since read several articles about it in various media. Wanted to see what your thought was on this, and that is a company in Wisconsin has taken to installing rice-sized microchips in employees. It's all voluntary, but basically right above your in between your thumb and your middle finger, that fatty portion there, they inject this rice-sized microchip. And what that will allow you to do is open doors to the company. You know, so instead of carrying a key card with you, you just kind of put your thumb up to the reader and it would let you in. If you needed to purchase something out of a snack machine, you just hold it up to the machine, you make your selection, and then you'd be able to go. So is this the future? Now, like I said, a Wisconsin technology company is offering its employees microchip implants that can be used to scan themselves into the building and purchase food at work. Whether or not to get a chip is up to the employee to decide. Right now, about a third of them have decided to go ahead and have the chip implanted. About another third is on the fence, and another third is saying, no way, never going to do it. So Three Square Market, a company that provides technology for break room or micro markets, has over 50 employees who plan to have the devices implanted. The tiny chip, which uses RFID technology or radio frequency identification, can be implanted between the thumb and forefinger within seconds, according to a statement from the company. The company, which is based in River Falls, Wisconsin, envisions the rice-sized microchip allowing employees to easily pay for items, access the building, and their computers, all with a scan of the hand. We foresee the use of RFID technology to drive everything from making purchases in our office break room market, opening doors, using copy machines, logging into our office computers, unlocking phones, sharing business cards, storing medical health information, and used as payment at other RFID terminals. CEO Todd Westby said in a company statement, eventually, this technology will become standardized, allowing you to use this as your passport, public transit, and all purchasing opportunities, etc. And while microchipping employees may sound like something out of a horror film, the company is partnering with a Swedish company called Biohacks International, which already has many chipped employees. Employees are not required to get the microchips, and Westby told the station there is no GPS tracking. So when we talk about the future, the wave of the future, is this where we're going? Are we all going to get little chips implanted in our hands or in the back of our heads that tells us everything about ourselves or tells whoever is going to be able to scan it? And right now, if we have a problem with debit cards at ATM machines and credit cards getting hacked, can we get hacked? And if so, what would the danger in that be? Imagine that you get a microchip. Now, if you're a certified diver, you get a plastic card with a microchip. It has all of your information. You usually wear this when you go diving. You put it under your wetsuit. It's laminated. And let's say something happens. You get the bends. You're coming up too fast. You're not able to, you know, function properly. They bring you to the hospital. The hospital should have the technology to scan this card and has everything about you, your blood type, any medical issues, height, weight, everything. So that they, who's, you know, next of kin and or, you know, who to contact in an emergency. So are we doing the same thing with these microchips where, again, somebody would be able to come up, scan your chip, and all of a sudden, you know everything there is to know about you? Is this where we're going? Is this where we want to go? Would you be interested in having that technology? And like I said, with all of the hacking that goes on, with all of the, you know, hacking of credit cards and ransomwares and things like that that's out there, it would only be a matter of time before the bad guys, you know, got a hold of this technology. So could they then change your medical information? And instead of saying that you're perfectly healthy, suddenly say you're a diabetic. Next thing you know, you're getting injected with insulin and boom, you're dead. You know, so just kind of curious where this is going and how secure it can be in the future. Not sure I'm going to be the first one in line signing up for that one, I'll tell you. We talk a lot on the program about success. We talk a lot about, you know, what it means to be successful. The one thing that you need for success, according to two very successful people, is pretty much the same thing, but I did want to bring it up, and that is, according to Michael Jordan and Tony Robbins, what is the one thing you need for success? And the most important link between the world's best basketball player and the world's greatest motivational speaker, and how you can have it too, is simple. Aside from being multimillionaires and having thousands of raving fans, Tony Robbins and Michael Jordan have something in common. They have very high standards. After Jordan played his last game with a record-breaking, history-making career average of 30.12 points per game, Robbins asked him what his secret was to standing apart from even the best of the best. What sets you apart, Michael? Is it God-given talent, ability, skill? What is it? Jordan's answer? I have a lot of talent, a lot of God-given talent, a lot of skill. I worked really hard, he shared. But really, it's my standards. Every day, I demand more from myself than anybody else could humanly expect. I'm not competing with somebody else. I'm competing with what I'm capable of. Now, Robbins frequently talks about his own high standards as well. He says, you know, there are days my back is hurting, my throat is hurting, I've had a challenge, or my father passed away, and I've still got to deliver for those people because my standard is give my all every time, he shared. Every event has to be better. Talk to anyone who has been to our events, 5, 10 years, some of our trainers, they'll say, I don't know how he does it. He always finds a way to make it better. And that's not an ego thing. That's a standard in me. I have to find the way, Robin said. He insists that goals don't lead to success. High standards do. Lasting change is different than a goal. You don't always get a goal, but you always get your standards. He advises that a key to raising your standards is to change shoulds into musts. Everybody in life gets their musts, but they don't always get their shoulds, says Robbins. Michael Jordan says you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Now, here's Tony's keys to high standards. Tony has identified three keys to develop and execute against high standards. He says, first, make sure your vision is compelling. He says, you've got to have a vision for what it is you truly want, not what you think you want or what you should have. He continues, a vision that really works is one that excites you. It has to be a compelling vision. It's got to have something that has the power to pull you, not something you have to push yourself to do. Some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. Others make it happen. That's a great quote by Michael Jordan. The second item is to make sure that there's strong enough reasons to follow through. Now, along with that compelling vision, you've got to have strong enough reasons that you're going to follow through when the going gets tough, advises Robbins. You don't let the fear take you over if you've got strong enough reasons. When times get tough, you're less likely to give up if you have strong reasons to follow through on your vision. I play to win, whether during practices or a real game, and I will not let anything get in the way of me and my competitive enthusiasm to win. Again, Michael Jordan there. And Tony also says that you have to have rituals. You've got to review it and feel it every day. Robin's own key to success is his ritual of talking to himself, something he has done since he was 17 years old. Before meeting with any person or hosting any event, he recites an incantation to himself into his peak state of mind. He ruminates on his own standards for himself. Jordan didn't achieve success by taking days off. I'm not out there sweating for 3 or 4 hours a day, every day, just to find out what it feels like to sweat, he once said. Jordan didn't achieve success by taking days off. I'm not sure why people feel they can just show up. People are rewarded in public for the things they practice in private for years, says Robbins. Michael Jordan is a perfect example of that notion. Rituals are the little things we can do day in and day out to build momentum, and momentum leads to successfully living up to your standards. The little daily victories provide results. Have rituals that back up those standards. Jordan says, you have competition every day because you set such high standards for yourself that you have to go out every day and live up to that. Results don't come without action. If you identify yourself in a new way and own that every day, then that becomes the standard on how you will live. You'll find a way to make that standard real, said Tony. He says that while you cannot control the outside world, you can control the inner game. The strongest force out there is our need to remain consistent with how we define ourselves. If we define ourselves as someone who is the absolute best at our job, we find a way to become just that. Whatever you really want, wants don't get met consistently, but standards do. So some great advice from Anthony Robbins and Michael Jordan on what it takes to be successful. I really like the fact that it came down to, you know, standards, and that it's personal responsibility on how you will get measured and how you will be successful. I want to talk to you about someone else who's very successful, and that's Jeff Bezos from Amazon, who has a great rule. If you've ever been find yourself in a meeting with 30 or 40 people at work and you're just like, oh my God, you know, this is never going to end. Bezos has what he calls the two pizza rule, and it's a secret to productive meetings over at Amazon. When Amazon's earnings missed expectation and its stock fell later that day, Bezos was dethroned by Bill Gates last Thursday. As of Friday, Bezos holds the not-too-shabby title of second wealthiest man in the world with a net worth of $85.9 billion. One potential key to Bezos' success is that he minimizes the amount of meetings that he takes. He said that he meets with Amazon investors for just 6 hours per year, and he avoids early morning meetings at all costs. One of Bezos' more creative strategies for not losing entire days to unnecessary meetings is the two pizza rule. It's very simple. The more people you pack into the meeting, the less productive the meeting will likely be. The solution, never have a meeting where two pizzas couldn't feed the entire group. Now, whether you work at Amazon or another company, gathering together a massive squad for your meeting will probably just stifle creativity. In Fast Company, Rachel Gillette writes that the idea of working within small teams is believed to help diminish various innovation killers like groupthink and social loafing. And as Business Insider's Rich Filoni reports, other ingredients for a solid meeting include appointing a strong moderator, setting firm ground rules, and ensuring the discussion is relevant to all attendees beforehand. What's more, writing for Psychology Today, Dr. Adrian Furnham, a professor of psychology at the University College London, says that it always helps to manage expectations for meetings. Always plan and circulate an agenda before the meeting, he writes. Get everyone to agree beforehand what the outcomes of the meeting are to be, and take charge of the agenda and the outcomes. Be clear why some are and are not on it. Give some ideas as to what the length of the meeting might be. Now, while the gist of Bezos' rule is that less is more when it comes to meetings, you can also feel free to take his advice literally and bring two pizzas to your meetings every once in a while. Pizza makes everything better. And as I mentioned, Amazon had a hiring fair at 12 of its locations yesterday, having a goal of hiring 50,000 new employees this year. So want to keep track of that and whether or not they meet that goal, and also whether or not those positions are at a salary, like we talked about earlier, that's commensurate with the experience and helping people out. We're going to step back, take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about 9 ways to break free from your credit card debt. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com and WHCR-DB, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
A transcript of a phone call leaked reportedly reveals that President Trump asked Mexico's president to stop saying his country will not pay for a massive border wall. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the Justice Department must stop the leaks to the Washington Post.
Whether you like President Trump or not, no president can do business if their phone calls are going to be leaked to the Washington Post. So I hope Jeff Sessions can do something about the leaking because it's really hurting the president.
Now, the Post reports on a January 27th call between Donald Trump and the Mexican president. Trump repeatedly said, "You cannot say that to the press." Meanwhile, the president says it's Congress's fault that U.S.-Russia relations are getting worse. President Trump took to Twitter this morning saying the U.S. relationship with Russia is at an all-time and very dangerous low. He added, "You can blame Congress, the same people that can't even give us health care." This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com and on WHCR-DB. For those of you that have the digital radio players in your car, thanks for driving along with us as you make your way along the highways and byways. Talked to a couple of business owners, and they were complaining about high credit card debt. And they said that a lot of times they couldn't get financing that they need, or the receivables were out of whack, and so they had to use credit cards. And they were wondering, what's the best way to get out of credit card debt? Now, there's a couple of ways, but I found an interesting story about this, the 9 ways to break free from your credit card debt. So the first question that they want to ask is, do you know what your credit card's APR is? Now, the APR, or the annual percentage rate, is the interest rate that you're charged at the end of each month if you don't pay your balance in full. Your APR can range anywhere from 0% to upwards of 30%, depending on your credit score. Credit card companies are charging all-time high interest rates, double or triple the rate of a mortgage or auto loan because, one, they're in the business of making money, and two, they're taking a risk by giving you an unsecured loan. In other words, if you default on your mortgage or auto loan, the bank can take your home or repossess your car. But if you default on your credit card payments, the only thing banks can do is take you to court and fight for a judgment against you, which costs them money. They're pricing for risk on the front end because it's the first debt that gets discharged in a bankruptcy, and delinquencies tend to be higher with credit cards, says Greg McBride, who's the chief financial analyst for Bankrate. And while consumers with top-notch credit are getting low single-digit APRs, consumers with a higher potential of default are paying those double-digit penalty rates. Aside from your credit score, the baseline of your card's rate is directly tied to the prime rate, or the benchmark interest rate set by the Federal Reserve. So when the Fed decides to increase the prime rate, your card's rate moves in lockstep with it. While the Fed can decide to increase the prime loan rate, credit card issuers are not allowed to raise rates on their own without notice, and that's thanks to the passing of the 2009 Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act that protects cardholders from shady tactics. Prior to the passing of this bill, the credit card market proved to be a deceptive minefield for consumers. Credit card companies were outrageously unfair to consumers, and the Credit Card Act really made a huge difference in getting consumers to be treated more fairly. They could still charge us fees, but they couldn't trick us anymore, said Ed Merzwinski, who's the Consumer Program Director at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Now, while Merzwinski says the rule could use an upgrade, the best way to stop consumers from being cheated is to have a strong Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the consumer watchdog agency, so it can go after unfair credit card practices. If you've been wronged by a bank, Merzwinski urges all consumers to report it to the CFPB so they can document and track unfair or fraudulent trends. When it comes to avoiding having to pay those high APRs, the best credit card behavior is, of course, to pay off your balance in full each month. But if you're unable to do that, there are some ways that you can minimize the pain of your APR. One way to do this is to deflate your rate. The better your credit, the better position you're in to negotiate your rate down. In fact, it took less than 5 minutes for one person on the phone with a customer service rep to drop their credit card APR down significantly. In a survey by creditcards.com, 84% of cardholders who made such requests were successful, but just 25% of cardholders have asked. Not picking up the phone might mean that you're leaving money on the table. And while you're on the phone, ask your credit card company to waive any fees you've incurred, like late fees, annual membership fees, and even ask them to increase your credit line. In the same survey, 87% of those who asked for a late payment fee waiver were successful. 82% had their annual fee waived, and 89% got a higher credit limit. Those are some great odds. Another way to break free from your debt could be to transfer your balance to a lower rate card. Shop around for a card that allows you to pay off your debt with zero interest for several months. But know that most cards will charge a balance transfer fee of about 3%. Still, it could be worth it if you're paying a lot more on your current card. As you're shopping around, ignore the big, bold promotional wording on the outside of those credit card mail-in offers. Instead, take a look inside at the terms and conditions in tiny font and check for asterisks and footnotes with disclosures about the deal. For example, if you want that 0% APR, it depends on how good your credit score is, and there are often criteria you have to meet to stay eligible for that low rate. If you still feel imprisoned by your debt, credit card expert Beverly Herzog suggests calling the card issuer and asking to speak with the hardship department. It's not advertised, but if you're out of work and need time to make your payments, ask to speak to a supervisor for a one-year deal, says Herzog. You can also seek credit counseling through a nonprofit organization like the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, and when you call them, the first hour is free. So a couple of ways that you can help get your credit card debt back in line and hopefully lower some of those fees. And then get that back into one tiny package for you. All right. I've talked to a couple of people, particularly at the Crown Trophy annual franchisee meeting, and some people, it seemed to be an overriding theme. Once we get through that busy season, we get into summer, it's kind of like you get into a bit of a slump. You know, you're going 100 miles an hour for 2 or 3 months, and then all of a sudden, you know, the phone doesn't ring, the emails aren't coming, the orders aren't there. You have this little lull in the summertime. So they were wondering, how can you overcome the Monday morning slump? What gets you out of bed in the morning? And I've always told people, if you ever feel like Sunday night, about 7:30, you're sitting on the couch and you get this feeling in your gut, like, ugh, I got to go to work in the morning. Well, I've never had that feeling because I love what I do. I love the creation that we're doing in our business. And so I'm excited. I can't wait to get to work in the morning. But I know there's a lot of people that don't feel that way. And some people just aren't morning people to begin with. Then you tack on a Monday and it makes it even worse. The numbers, however, are staggering. About 70% of American workers are not engaged and actually dread Monday mornings, according to an annual poll by the Gallup organization. Now, many are quick to blame their organization, the working conditions, or even their industry. Many think, if I only worked for the next Google, well, that would be exciting. Many, in fact, but if it were that easy, then why were highly compensated key executives recently bolting from Uber like the building was on fire? In fact, the leader is often at the center of this problem, and here's why. People often become demoralized when they conclude that they are showing up on Monday morning in order to enrich and empower just the executives. Consider this simple test. Would the average American worker rather work toward a cause or toward the enrichment of their boss? Obviously, that's a no-brainer. But sadly, it seems that many of America's leaders think that their mere title and position of power by itself is sufficient to earn the following of those in their charge. These leaders think nothing of behaving in ways that signal to their employees that the success of the organization hinges on the leader's brilliance and raw managerial capacity. Think of those organizations that operate under the name of the founder, or those where the CEO pays himself or herself two, three, or in some cases more than 10 times more than the others on their team. Think about those meetings where the leader stands in front of the room and dominates the conversation. And while there are successful organizations that operate under this brand of leadership, these leaders run the risk of communicating to their employees that they don't matter, or worse, that they show up every Monday morning just to enrich the person whose name is on the top of the building. Talk about deflating. Now, there's a common theme among organizations that are able to build a culture of impassioned employees. The leaders adopt behaviors that communicate that they were more, or at least equally, committed to the mission of the company as compared to their own selfish interest. These leaders actively seek to fuse their employees together in service of a shared mission or a common cause. Most of us are quick to assert our place on the right side of this selfish ego versus collective ego dilemma. Yet when pressed, results show that few leaders take the time to carefully think this through. So what can we do? Communicating your commitment to the mission requires a vigilant, conscious awareness of the message you are delivering with each of the daily decisions that tempt your selfish interest. Ask yourself, who do you prioritize on your calendar? How much time do you invest with your frontline workers? When you conduct a meeting, who emerges as the smartest person in the room? Whose job is it to step up and serve the particularly challenging customer? When crises arise, who takes ownership? Truly successful leaders learn how to shift their conscious focus and embrace the selfish ego versus collective ego dilemma, recognizing that employee engagement is earned one decision at a time. Daryl Cavins, who's the founder and CEO of Zulily, said he experienced difficult personal growth as he grew to understand his early career approach to conducting meetings. General Robert Van Antwerp, former chief engineer of the Army Corps of Engineers, didn't discover one of his most effective leadership tools until challenged by the stress and heat of the Saudi desert and Operation Desert Storm. These and other iconic national leaders demonstrate that the best technique to diminish the Monday morning slump begins with connecting their workers to the mission and commuting through their daily actions where they prioritize their self-interest relative to the organization's mission. So, you know, whether or not you have that slump, and the article's kind of written a little difficult because it talks about, you know, how to correct it from the manager's perspective. From the employee's perspective, you know, you're always going to have bad bosses. You're always going to have people that you don't like to work with. And sometimes you have to still get out of bed in the morning and make sure that you're producing every day, because at some point, if you don't produce, you may not be asked to produce anymore. So, you know, you have to be able to be self-motivated to do the best job that you can, and then when you do, be rewarded for it. So hopefully that makes a little sense. You understand where I'm coming from on that. You know, sometimes you just have to do it, grin and bear it. I don't want to say that you have to sit there and hope that things get better, but hopefully leaders in many industries and in many companies will take that to heart and, if necessary, make changes that will make the organization better. When we come back, now I'm going to talk about the 7 social media apps for small business marketing. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. and WHCR-DB, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Glad you could join me this and every Thursday. In the next couple of weeks, we got a couple interviews coming up, including one with Joe Johnson, who's a mortgage specialist. And he'll be talking to us about homeowner lending and how the market is presently and what you can do to get yourself in better shape to qualify for a mortgage. So we're looking forward to getting Joe in here and then a couple other interviews coming up. We're trying to also get the new director of the Flemington Community Partnership, Ann Meredith, in here. So a lot going on the program in the coming weeks. Talked about seven social media apps for small business marketing. And this is one theme that keeps coming back. Now, I think I mentioned last week that at the summer meeting for the Crown Trophy franchisees, and not just Crown Trophy, but business in general, there just seems to be a complete, I guess the only word to say is failure, of how to market your business. People just don't know how, when, where, etc. So there's social media is probably right now the best way to market your business. It's where everybody's at. Everybody's on Facebook. As this show's been going on, I've been getting all kinds of messages on Facebook, on Twitter, and private messages, etc. So that's where you need to be. That's where marketing is trending, and it's been going that way for 4 or 5 years, and it's just going to continue and probably get bigger. But these mobile apps are your key to managing your company's digital marketing on the go, and pretty much you can do it from just about any location. I've done it on the beaches of Aruba, sending out newsletters and everything when I wanted to make special offers. So the number of mobile apps available to help small business owners with social media marketing is absolutely mind-blowing. To get you started, here's a quick look at the top seven. And understand, this is just seven, you know, but there are hundreds out there that can help you with your business. We'll first start off with the most popular, which is Facebook. Now, this is a small business favorite for years. The Facebook app makes it easy to stay connected to followers and customers as you tackle your busy day.
You can add photos of what you're working on as you go about your work week, post updates between clients, and handle customer service issues on the fly. And it is available on both the iOS and Android platforms. Instagram is cool because the app isn't just for the Kardashians. It's one of the fastest growing social media channels to market your small business. With Instagram, you can snap a photo or use an existing image from your photo album, add filters for dramatic color effects, get vintage, make it artsy, and share it with your followers along with your comments and hashtags, also available on iOS and Android. LinkedIn is the once, it used to be the place for job seekers. Now LinkedIn is another platform where your business can shine. So build a company page, promote your brand, and share content to become a thought leader in your field. Start a LinkedIn group to meet customers, influencers, and contenders for your business's next job opening. Pinterest, this is one of the best platforms to reach new customers using images of your products or services. From cleaning services to artisans of fine crafts, any type of business can add photos, which users can then pin or save for later and add to their own boards for inspiration. Snapchat is not necessarily the first app that comes to mind when you consider marketing your small business, but if your demographic falls somewhere between loving One Direction and not yet having an AARP card, this could be a viable option. You can send quick messages, photos, or short video clips, all of which disappear after they've been viewed. And even though the messages disappear after they've been seen, even with the message's lifespan is fleeting, they'll look their best with the built-in editing tools and filters. Twitter, one of the largest social networks, Twitter is an ideal place to market your brand, manage customer service issues, and network with clients, all in 140 characters or fewer. And if you think your customers aren't on it, think again. They have over 970 million users, and it's likely that many of them are your customers. And finally, Google My Business. You can manage your company's entire Google presence from this one app. You can do everything on the GMB app that you can do from your desktop dashboard. Edit your profile, check on your engagement analytics, and respond to customer reviews all from your smartphone or tablet. So those are the best social media platforms. Now get out there and do it. You have to commit. Next week I'm going to talk about the 12-week plan for marketing and how it can help you come up with a plan that would help you as you enter into, you know, as you're in Q3 looking towards Q4 for marketing your business. A nice way to kind of envelope in 12 weeks how to market your business. Excuse me. I swear I'm the only person in the world that can choke on air. All right. Now, the next thing is when we talk about marketing is a marketing plan. And like I said, next week we're going to talk about ways that you can create a marketing plan, a strategy, if you will, that will help you get the message out about your business. And again, it's not something you just want to throw at the wall and, quote, try. It's something that has to be done on a regular basis. So hopefully when we get that story together, we'll bring that to you and you'll be able to follow along. So it's a good idea for next week as your homework. Bring a calendar with you because we're going to talk about what you need to do in the first week, second week, third week, seventh week, ninth and 12th. And then, but you'll see how all of it plays together from conception to implementation to execution. In sports, in college football, legendary Notre Dame football coach Aaron Parseghian passed away at the age of 94. He led the Irish to a 95-17-4 record in his career, along with two national championships. In Major League Baseball in the American League, the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National League, the Nationals, Cubs, and Dodgers lead their divisions. And speaking of the Cubs, what a classy move they made this week. Now, 14 years ago when the Cubs were in the playoffs, you may remember a foul ball that was interfered with by a gentleman by the name of Steve Bartman. Well, the Cubs have always felt bad of the way the fans have treated Bartman, and Steve Bartman is now going to receive a 2016 Cubs World Series ring. They say time heals all wounds, but not this one. Winning, however, now that's a different type of remedy. On Monday, it was announced that the Cubs and the Ricketts family are presenting Bartman with an official 2016 World Series championship ring. Bartman is one of the most notorious fans in Cub history, infamously remembered for interfering with a foul ball that Moises Alou attempted to catch in the stands during Game 6 of the 2013 NLCS. He drew criticism from Alou and the fans alike and death threats. Now the curse has been broken, and Cubs owner Tom Ricketts decided it was time to move on. He said, on behalf of the entire Chicago Cubs organization, we're honored to present a 2016 World Series championship ring to Mr. Steve Bartman. He wrote to WGN in a written statement, we hope this provides closure on an unfortunate chapter of the story that is perpetuated throughout our quest to win a long-awaited World Series. And while no jester can fully lift the public burden he has endured for more than a decade, we felt it was important that Steve knows he has been and continues to be fully embraced by this organization. After all he has sacrificed, we are proud to recognize Steve Bartman with this gift today. Bartman says he doesn't consider himself worthy of such an honor. He's deeply moved and sincerely grateful to receive a ring from the Cubs, being fully aware of the historical significance, and he appreciates the symbolism that the ring represents on multiple levels for both himself and his family. Also in sports, last week Kyle Busch won the Pennsylvania 400 at Pocono Raceway. This weekend the teams head to upstate New York for the Watkins Glen 355 at Watkins Glen Speedway, one of the two road courses on the schedule. And as you heard in the news, in the NFL, training camps are underway, and the preseason action gets underway tonight at 8 p.m. with the Hall of Fame game featuring the Dallas Cowboys against the Arizona Cardinals. Can't wait for football season. So glad to have that coming back. And college football starting up at the end of the month. So this is a great time in America when football season starts going again. So hopefully we'll have a good game tonight. I know a lot of the starters won't be there. Obviously, Tony Romo won't be there for the Cowboys as he is retired. So now it's all Dak Prescott's team. Hopefully he can avoid the sophomore jinx. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for an upcoming programming topic or guest, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, or on Twitter at JimGano83. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. With Jules McKinney.
A transcript of a phone call leaked reportedly reveals that President Trump asked Mexico's president to stop saying his country will not pay for a massive border wall. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the Justice Department must stop the leaks to the Washington Post.
Whether you like President Trump or not, no president can do business if their phone calls are going to be leaked to the Washington Post. So I hope Jeff Sessions can do something about the leaking because it's really hurting the president.
Now the Post reports on a January 27th call between Donald Trump and the Mexican president. Trump repeatedly said you cannot say that to the press. Meanwhile, the president says it's Congress's fault that U.S.-Russia relations are getting worse. President Trump took to Twitter this morning saying the U.S. relationship with Russia is at an all-time and very dangerous low. He added, you can blame Congress, the same people that can't even give us health care. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today, it's over $1,200. But now I I found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
President Trump is holding a campaign-style rally in West Virginia today. Joe Gomez has the story.
President Trump will be in West Virginia this evening for a second visit.